And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
Happy 250th birthday, America. My text this morning is from the second book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. These words, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." If my people, and the people in this context is Israel. King Solomon had dedicated the temple. And when Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The priests could not enter the temple of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled it. And when all the Israelites saw the fire coming down and the glory of the Lord above the temple, they knelt on the pavement with their faces to the ground, and they worshiped and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, "He is good. His love endures forever." And that night the Lord appeared to Solomon and said, "I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices." And in this section of Scripture, God says, "And if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. If my people who are called by my name." Now, in a very real sense, you and I are called by his name because you and I are called Christians. You and I bear the name of Christ, so that God is also speaking to you and me and to this nation. "If my people who are called by my name will" what? "Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways." Humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. You know, it's amazing to me when we're in trouble as a person or as a people of this nation, how we can find our way to our knees in a hurry. The highest attendance in churches in America over the past 25 years, do you know when it was? The last quarter of 2001. October, November, December of 2001, right after the Twin Towers went down on September 11th, 9/11. And do you know when most of the Christian churches were built in this country? Right after World War II. The 1950s saw a boom in the evangelical church in America. The post-World War II prosperity experienced in the United States also had effects on the church. Church buildings were erected in large numbers, and the evangelical church's activities grew along with expansive physical growth. Our church here, Faith Lutheran Church, was established in 1951, and we're getting ready to celebrate, by God's grace, our 75th anniversary. My home church in Oak Ridge was formed during World War II in 1944. Yeah, we can find our way to our knees in a hurry when things are not going well, so that God becomes for us like one big red panic button. When all else fails, press here. "One nation under God." Ronald Reagan said it well. If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will have become a nation gone under. Our national motto, did you know this? The motto of the United States, it is, "In God we trust." And we have it as our motto and we can have it on our currency and on our coins, but if we do not have it in our hearts, what good is it? If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then what? God has promised to hear from heaven, to forgive our sin, and to heal our land. May God help us as individuals and as a nation to return home to Him. In Jesus' name, amen.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
The men who died, who gave that right to me,
and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
This land.
God bless the USA.
God bless the USA.
From the lakes of Minnesota
to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston,
New York to LA,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say.
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.